I Am Grok by Amanda Rogers at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is a witty, funny, and sometimes even thought-provoking family saga. It's this year's Riva Shiner Comedy Award winner. Phoebe Broman Gardner is a family therapist with a new book to promote during an imminent in-home television interview. Her approach and the book are titled Brutal Honesty, and some of that honesty has led her precocious 9-year-old son to spill the beans about the upcoming interview to her entire family. As the play opens, they descend. Playwright Rogers has given Phoebe a wonderfully funny, frustrating, and colorful set of Lulus to contend with on short notice. Her grandmother manipulates the family with fainting spells and notices of pending death. Her mother lives in a world permanently shaped by a second place in a teen beauty contest. Her father has retreated into television sports and passive endurance. Her jealous sister seeks fulfillment by flitting from one arts craze to another. Her husband's been disappearing on weekends for the past 4 months, and a totally pregnant, total stranger has just arrived from Japan with news that her impending child is an experiment with Phoebe's brother. Phoebe has just a couple of hours to sort things out before the television crew arrives. Some of Brutal Honesty's therapy takes place in a game of musical chairs literally conducted at gunpoint. Long-held secrets and grudges are aired out, tensely guarded secrets are told, revelation follows revelation. Frankly, some are genuinely touching, some don't seem to have been a good idea to reveal, but all are delivered with varied, nicely tense build-ups and an eye to the comedy. And they do leave the individuals feeling a bit freer and the family ready for that upcoming television close-up. Amanda Rogers' script for I Am Grok is both wordy and action-packed. Director Tom Evans skillfully deploys the forces across and around Shane Sinnell's classily upscale set. Emily Goodson was both commanding and vulnerable as Phoebe the therapist. Austin Rollins was charming as her precocious, truth-telling son. Kate Braun nicely showed both the fragility and the inner strength of the grandmother. Nan Macy brimmed with energy as the conflicted former beauty queen. Frank Buzlich slumbered and then rose in energy as her battered husband. Margot Morgan made the striving sister's most recent artwork, Haiku Recipes, totally believable. Jay Allen cut just the right figure as Phoebe's meek dictionary-editing spouse, and Stephanie Miko Cohen lent a special detached calm to her space as the outsider. Amanda Rogers' I Am Grok at the Bloomington Playwrights Project has performances the 8th through the 10th and the 15th through the 17th. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.